Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The Commerce Department says U.S. GDP, the broadest measure of the economy,
fell 9.5% in the second quarter.
It means the economy was 9.5% smaller at the end of the quarter than the beginning of the quarter.
Which made for an annualized rate of 33% nearly.
The sharpest decline in U.S. history, nearly four times worse than the peak of the financial crisis in the fourth quarter of 2008.
Now, we expected this. We were all at home. Stores were closed. But it is still a staggering large number, the biggest ever.
At the same time, jobless claims rising by another 1.4 million people.
That's the second week in a row that the number went up.
And before that, the number hadn't risen since March.
Yes, we've seen the number come down significantly since back in late March, but we're plateauing right now.
Fulfilling epidemiologist warnings that reopening too soon would backfire economically.
But these talks for another stimulus package on Capitol Hill seem to be going nowhere.
2 months after Democrats put forward their plan, Republicans still can't agree on what they want. The president is now throwing cold water on his party's own plan.
So this is a complete mess, as much of a stalemate as I have seen in my time covering Capitol Hill.
And the bottom line is that these $600 weekly unemployment payments that have been helping 30 million Americans are expiring, and it is likely to be weeks before Congress is able to reach a deal to restart them.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's Friday, you bastards.
Oh,
yay. Do you see this? Is this the coolest thing ever? I told you. His name's Douglas McCarthy, and Douglas McCarthy made me this mug that says, "It's Friday, you bastards." And then on the back, he has the entire show open. The entire show of it. Mary had a little lamb. The fault, dear Brutus, is that all men are created equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America. From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon, I have a dream today. Change has come to America. Believe me. Knock, knock. Who's there? It's a figment of your imagination. It's the Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind. Is that the coolest? And he wrote me a really nice note, so I just wanted to give him a shout out. He wrote, "Dear Randy, I've been a longtime listener and subscriber to your podcast. You give me comfort during these difficult times." Oh, these are trash times. You're right. He said, "I wish you good health and happiness to you and your crew." Douglas McCarthy. Yay.
I don't know if you noticed, that is an addict size cup of coffee, by the way. That is for addicts only. That is giant.
So I had it at home this morning, okay? And I was showing Sean, like, my mom's 90th birthday is next week, so I was showing him all the stuff I'm making her for. She doesn't listen, so I could tell you what I'm getting her. She has a balcony on her apartment, but the apartment that she, you know, it's 3 miles from my house, right? We put her over there. But anyway, so the balcony, when she moved in, was not completed. And it's just been completed. And it's brand new. And so she knows me and my yard fetish, okay? I mean, if you look at my Instagram account, it's pretty much all I ever Instagram is me sitting there on a Friday night burning incense. That's kind of that in my Corona premiere with like two carbs in it. That's what I tweet. I tweet that. That's what I Instagram. I don't know, you know, like what to do on Instagram. So I send those pictures. Anyway, my mother knows my fetish for this, and she wants me to create something for her. So she said to me, "Can you just go get me, I think you go to Big Lots," and swear to God, this is what she sounds like. It's the Trump New York thing. Trump does it too. And, okay, "Just go to Big Lots and get me, I don't know, a folding chair, something so I could sit outside." Now, I want you to know it's like 2,000 degrees outside, and we're going to have some sort of a brush with a hurricane this weekend. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been like building this fabulous balcony vignette, as she would call it. I need a vignette. So like I got her a little planter that's shaped like a bicycle, and, you know, I'll put some... There are these awesome gingers out now, for those of you who grow. It's called curcuma. Really, what it is turmeric. And the flower of turmeric, it's called curcuma longa. It's gorgeous. And you get babies. It's like total instant gratification. This plant grows like really fast. Anyway, so I'm going to get her one of those. And I'm going to get her something, tropical that needs no love whatsoever. Anyway, and then I made her a little succulent garden. And I purchased these little heads. They're so cute. They're just little heads, and they come in all that. You could do a Buddha, you could do a girl, a boy, whatever you. So I bought these little heads, and I put, you put the succulents in the head, and it becomes hair. So I was showing it to Sean this morning, all the stuff that I'm making her, because Sean is in Virginia. So we Zoom every morning. That's how we organize the show together. But anyway, so I said to him, you got to see this mug that this guy Doug McCarthy sent me. This is it. And I put, I said, see, it's as big as my head, which is good because now I don't have to refill or replenish, but I probably will have to, visit the ladies twice as often. So I just wanted to say thank you. When people send me things like Doug in Denver sends me, masks and gloves and all kinds for my family. He sends me enough for the whole freaking family. It's pretty amazing. We have pot growers also who they used and still do. They use KN95 masks when they grow. They're not N95s. They're KN95s. They're the second best mask in the world. And they send them to me too for the family, And so I just wanted to say, you guys are amazing. So if I die in the hurricane this weekend and the corona just sweeps on in because nobody has any place to go except, to somebody's house with a generator because it's 9,000 degrees here is what it is. I just wanted to say it's been great. It's been really great. Anyway, the economy. They're calling it contractions. They're saying the economy is having contractions. I mean, the contractions are so severe that I think it's going to give birth to a Great Depression. I really do. I think we're on the verge because the worst economic contraction, and you say that to a woman and she's like, you have no idea. You have no, and you didn't want to come out. This is what I have to listen to every birthday. But it's the worst economic contraction in the history of the United States. So some people are running ads. I can't tell you which group it is because there's so many of them and the ads are fabulous. Vote Vets has a group of ads. Midas Touch has a group of ads. Really American has a group of ads. Obviously Lincoln Project, who, I don't trust. I treat them like Hyman Roth. I've told you that. This is how I think of the Lincoln Project. You could do business with Hyman Roth. You could respect Hyman Roth, but you can't trust Hyman Roth, okay? So that's how I think of it. Anyway, so I don't know who put it out, but they put out a Reagan ad asking that famous question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? So the answer is probably not even four decades ago, am I better off? Not even four centuries ago, am I better off, right? And so Trump knows this. Trump knows this, and that is why he is now using, and this is his campaign. This is it. It's the same one as last time, just to refresh, that the election is going to be illegitimate, that it's rigged, because he knows what we know, and that is, if people answer that question, are you better off today than you were pre-Trump 4 years ago, or 40 years ago, or four decades ago, four centuries ago? The answer is clearly no. Okay, no. And so he knows he's going to lose. And the whole strategy now is the same as before. Call into question the election itself. Say it's rigged. Say it's because the U.S. economy dropped 32.9%. And that, my friends, is not just a contraction. That is a miscarriage. And everybody knows it.